Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Lance Vick. And Lance, what I know about you is Lake Fork, and it is just hot as a pistol, isn't it?
Absolutely, Terry. Lake Fork has been in the top of its form for about 21 years now, and she's all what it's meant to be. Our average bass here is 4 pounds, and the good, unique thing about Lake Fork is there's more 10-pounders caught per a fishing man hour than any lake in the nation.
You know, one of the things I guess I want to bring up to you is the fact that there seems to be a lot of Texans fishing Bass and FLW from right around the Lake Fork area, and it's got to be a great training ground for you.
Absolutely. Lake Fork has spawned a lot of the top anglers in the country right now. That's kind of the way I've been going through my quest of tour dominance. And Lake Fork has such a variety of ways you can catch fish. You've got hydrilla, you've got stand timber, you've got flats, you've got creek towns, you've got deep water, you've got shallow water. And the lake is so full of fish. You can try all different techniques and learn very many forms of catching bass, and you take that around the country and apply it around the country.
Well, you look at this fishery, and it's a big size, it's a pretty good sized fishery. The Texas fisheries have really come on, but this is kind of an experiment. I mean, it started out with the Florida strain bass, and it's proven in very, very well.
It's absolutely took off, and many other states are modeling lakes and fisheries after what Texas Parks and Wildlife have done for Lake Fork and the surrounding lakes. It's really been a beneficial to all the bass fishermen in the country. I take people from around the country, and people just don't understand how good this lake is. And when they get here and they find out, they're coming back in the next year.
Well, you mentioned some techniques, and I know you fished the Bass Tour and, trying to make a mark there. What are some of the techniques? I know, in the springtime, of course, when you get that full moon and everybody's really thinking about the spawning fish, you're going to do some sight fishing. But what are some of the other things? What about, some of the Carolina fishing or maybe some ledge fishing?
I'll tell you one, during the springtime, one of the most dominant lures that I use, and me and my clients use, it's a soft stick bait, like the tiki worm, the tiki wave worm. This technique can catch fish in pre-spawn and catch fish while they're spawning, while they're on the nest, or fish that are cruising around guarding fry, or fish that are just on grass line. And it's an easy technique to apply in a lot of situations, standing timber, heavy grass, even just slick banks and or spotted grass. It's a slow presentation, and it works throughout the whole springtime.
Well, I want to talk about exactly how to fish that thing. You look at a Senko type bait, like you mentioned, tiki stick or whatever, and you look at it, and a lot of people don't know really how to fish it. I've seen people fish it with fluorocarbon leaders. I've seen people fishing it with a small hook, small wire hook, some of those kind of things. But tell me, go through if you can, just some ideas of how you fish it, and the technique you use.
Well, the tiki stick, the waveworm tiki stick, you can use it very different ways. You can use a lot of different ways. The way I use it mainly is I Texas rig the worm, and I skin hook the hook back into the top of the tiki stick. And I do use fluorocarbon, say 14-pound or 17-pound fluorocarbon. This has a couple of advantages. It sinks with the tiki stick because it's a heavier than a monofilament line. And it's less visible to the bass. And with the sensitivity the fluorocarbon has, you're going to feel a bite better than you will with monofilament. Other anglers show me so many different ways to fish a tiki stick, and I take all those methods into account. And it's great to learn from people around the country that come to the lake and fish. But my basic way, and the simple way to do it, keep it simple, is just Texas rig it weightless and skin hook the hook into the tiki stick and fish the lure very slow.
You look at it, and a lot of guys, you see them, they'll fish it like a jerk bait or like a trick worm, one of those kind of methods. But then you also see it fish just like you do a plastic worm. And as you mentioned, sometimes you fish it just very, very slow, dragging along the bottom.
Right. And I do sometimes take and use an example of, when you're fishing a czar spook, you twitch it and you twitch it. Well, it's almost like you're fishing a czar spook, but you're fishing it very slow, because you're going to cast it out there and let it sink, depending on how deep the water is and how long you're going to take. If it's 1 foot, you don't have to let it sink very long. You can start twitching it. You can twitch it and let it sit. Do a double twitch and let it sit. And that's kind of the cadence you want to get into, and let the fish tell you what they're going to do. If it's one twitch and let it sit there for a long time, or two twitches and move it, twitch it, move it, twitch it, move it. Just let the fish let you know how it is, and then finish it up the rest of the day like that.
Well, I guess one of the things we got to get through here, we've been doing this interview kind of talking about some techniques at Lake Fork, but you're fishing the BASS tour now, and you've probably not had the success that you want to have, but things are starting to really shape up for you.
Yes, this is my second year on the tour, and had a real good first year. And this year, I kind of stumbled the first few tournaments, and then kind of came on later in the year. And I've learned more about forecasting bass in our practices this year. That was my main lesson that I learned this year, is trying to forecast bass with where they're going to be instead of where they are when we get there during our first days that we're there.
Let's talk about some of the lakes you fished this year. Of course, you got to fish a wide variety, but it's all this springtime cold weather fishing, and it probably doesn't fit real well with Texas guys, but you got a chance to really get up in the northern part of the country a little bit.
Yes, in Table Rock, and say the Table Rock, the Clearwater, deep water lakes. That's one of the I don't get to fish them enough, and I'm learning over my years tournament fishing, and that's still one of my weak areas is a clear, deep, clear wa rocky lakes. When we get to Eufaula and Santee Cooper, I feel real comfortable with it, and the fish kind of act like they do here on Lake Fork, so they step right into a great lake and can apply the power techniques that I'm used to here in Texas.
Well, I know you're with Bass Medics, and folks that are out there and they're trying to keep some fish alive and some of those kind of things. One of the things I've noticed is that product is phenomenal. We got that they it really just seems to revive that fish.
Absolutely. The Bass Medics Rejuvenate is just a revolutionary new product for keeping your fish in healthy condition during tournament situations. You can't beat Bass Medics Rejuvenate. They have formulated this product to really enhance a fish's health through their captivity during the day in your live well for a better release after the tournament. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for the fish's health after the tournament so that the fish can get back into his routine and start feeding after a ride in the live well.
Well, I got to tell you, Lake Fork is just an unbelievable fishery. You're one of the best guides out there. How do I get a hold of you if you want to get go out there and maybe catch that big 10-pounder?
Terry, the best way to get a hold of me would be to go to the internet and look up lancevick.com or lakeforkbass.com.
Well, it's been great having you with me, Lance, and good luck next year on the BASS tour. I hope you do well.
Thank you, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.